Good evening, this is your presenter Paige Estritori, bringing you the latest from the world of insurance on behalf of Financial Services Online. And here's our weekly insurance news wrap for Friday, April 5th, 2024. From the Vacation Insurance Beat, a note of caution for all travelers. A Melbourne couple recently found themselves in hot water when their insurance claim was rejected by Tokio Marine and Nishido Fire Insurance after their early return from a Bali trip due to a medical emergency. Their claim blockade hinged on the distinction between single-trip and multi-trip coverage. Although they believed they had the latter, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority upheld the insurer's decision, confirming receipt of communications detailing their single-trip policy. Their coverage had come to an end with their return from Europe prior to their Bali visit. A stark reminder for all travelers, to avoid such pitfalls, do ensure you understand and verify your travel insurance details prior to departure. Now on to our work culture and workforce benefits segment. We have a trailblazer in the form of MetLife Australia. The company, renowned for its inclusive leave policies, has further outdone itself. Gaining recognition as an inclusive employer, MetLife has expanded its leave benefits. Starting 2024, the firm offers leaves for menopause and fertility issues, as well as gender affirmation. Another major milestone in sight is the increase in paid parental leave to 16 weeks this year, and further boost to 18 weeks is in the plans. Head of People and Culture, Alex Sosnov, explained that these measures are in response to their internal research as well as surveys by the Diversity Council Australia. MetLife aims to cater to the unique needs of its workforce, notably women over 40. The company's endeavor to understand and accommodate unique personal circumstances is a noteworthy move towards retaining and attracting top talent and fostering workforce engagement. Now to home insurance. Taking note of the rampant underinsurance in the aftermath of the devastations like the floods in 2022, industry stalwart John Trowbridge suggested a shift in the system. His advice to the federal government: endorse full replacement policies in home insurance and eliminate the need for homeowners to guesstimate their required coverage. He reassures that such policies wouldn't put a significant burden on the consumer's pocket in terms of premiums, while adding a layer of security. He cited insurers such as AMI as examples who adopted full replacement policies and thrive, demonstrating the resilience of the Australian market. The Economics Committee is thoroughly assessing diverse inputs, hoping to propose concrete recommendations by September to tackle the persistent underinsurance issue. That concludes our insurance news update for this week. Don't forget to visit financialservicesonline.com.au for your personal and business insurance needs. I'm Paige Estritori, on behalf of Financial Services Online, hoping you make well-informed decisions to navigate your world better. Have a great week ahead, Australia.